Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, greetings. You're now tuned in to another installment of the House of the Moorish King, a.k.a. La Casa del Rey Moro. On this show, we deal with decentralization as well as digitization. It is our position that this is the nature of the revolution. Thank you again for tuning in. I am your host, S.U. Miller L. Be joined by my co-host shortly. Brother Free, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Peace, fam. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good deal, good deal. What's new out there with you?
Man, it's a beautiful day right now, man. Can't complain. Just coming off the holiday yesterday, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, you know, drop the bait, Decentralized Minds Volume 4, the Higher Mind Theorem. It's on fire right now.
Yeah, nah, man, that's for certain. That is with absolute certain. I have to give it to you, Free. You know, even right here in the public. Brother, you did an awesome job. I don't know. It just hit me right away. I put it on, you know, from the very first track. It just kind of, it's a vibe, you know.
Well, that's what I'm going for. You know? But yeah, man, you know, that's what I'm going for. So.
All right. Let me get things situated for you. If you want, can you tell us a little bit about that that mixtape that you dropped yesterday? Maybe some of the features or what have you?
No doubt. If everyone isn't aware of Decentralized Minds, it's an artist consortium for a record label hybrid put together to build upon the blockchain and what it for publishing and, you know, copyright of material and everything for artists. So with that being said, we're on our fourth mixtape, you know, promoting this record label, promoting the artists that are, you know, putting their heart and their soul into this work, man. You know, me as the DJ, you know, it honors me to, you know, play those music and help you get exposure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let me do this real quick. My homie
nailed,
man. Yeah, he nailed that one.
Hey, man, like I said, the whole mixtape. But, you know, that's we'll get into that. We'll get into the business of that a little later on in the call, man. I just wanted the listening audience to be aware.
No doubt.
Go on to Bandcamp right now. Go and get that. Go and support. It's an awesome project, but Free, let's go ahead and get into this. We got an action-packed call. And let me say this: you may notice two of our guests. I've already unmuted your mic. If you can be sure to mute it on your side if you're not speaking, that way we can keep the background noise to a minimum. So with this episode, Free, the intent is to share. We'd like for the listening audience to, you know, in that same tradition that we've had of, you know, putting it out there, making it available to the people. And what I mean by putting it out there, I mean the blueprint. You know, the how. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed, you know. I mean, and it's not the blueprint that's full manifestation, for that is yet to, you know, still come to fruition, but you know what I mean? We're definitely, you know, letting everyone know what's really up right now. Like, this is it right now. So, yeah, bring the brothers on, man.
All right. So for the listening audience, I'd like for you all to know that we will be describing some of the methodologies that we utilize to make this happen, this being an entire movement at this point. So you will hear from different members that are with us that are, you know, manning certain posts. And they will share with you, you know, some of the methods, some of their best practices, and maybe just a little bit about, you know, what they may be doing or what they see for, you know, their particular areas, their particular projects. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on two special guests, Brother Wes Days and Brother Wes L. Brothers, you're on the line.
Peace.
That's what's up, both of you. Okay.
I like this two S's, man. How did this happen?
Synchronism.
You know, it's no funny business. You know, it's funny, but it's no funny business. You brothers are very interesting to me. I have to let you know that off the rip. you know, I'll separate the two in this fashion. We'll say we have West Proper, and then we have West Younger. And all what right. I would say is Wes the Younger, he's a, you know, a bona fide city slicker. He is from, you know, at least as far as I'm aware of, he's from NYC. And, you know what I'm saying, when you hear from the brother, you'll definitely pick that up. Wes the Elder, Wes Proper. I would say this, even more interesting along the lines of, when you're a younger man and you're looking around trying to measure where you are in this thing called life, you like to think about, you know, success in certain ways and where you'd like to put yourself in the future. And this brother is definitely one of those men that will cause you to evaluate yourself and make sure that, you know, you're doing the best that you can do and you're putting your best foot forward. So what I'll do first is allow Wes Proper, the elder, to speak first. First and foremost, just about what it is that he brings to the table, and he'll do that just by, you know, expressing different methods in which he approaches the work that he does. Wes, you have the floor. Go ahead, brother.
Well, first, I'm just so thankful that we could have this opportunity to all come together. I have to be 100% transparent that I'm actually in a community innovation meeting working with stakeholders here in North Carolina. As you know, North Carolina got on the map for some not-so-good reasons recently. And so I work with communities that are in conflict for one reason or another and try to bring stakeholders to the table so that we could talk about our differences, try to build beloved community together. And as I met you at the MIT Bitcoin Convention, you know, at the expo platform that we're collectively building will be a strong tool for this type of work that I'm doing in community. And so I won't be able to stay the whole time on the show today, but I just want to say that this is so important to me that I wanted to step out really and get my voice out here and let the whole community know that this project is real and that this project is about really making a systemic intervention, using systemic thinking to really intervene in our community, strengthen ourselves, and give us the ability to create a new platform that's going to affect our communities, our families. And I'm just so happy that you invited me, you know, to be able to participate.
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask one question before we let you and have Wes the Younger come on.
Okay.
My question would be, and hopefully Freak can have an opportunity to ask one as well. Question is, brother, so with us in particular, you know, we talked a little bit earlier, and one of the things that I was describing that, you know, just by what it is that we've been talking about, you know, even on the previous episode where we had you on, it was about conflict transformation. And I even wanted to elevate it into the concept of, you know, we are going to experience obstacles, not just maybe internal conflicts, but external obstacles. I think that your talents and the way in which you go about your work is vital to that. Do you want to add anything to that, or I don't really have a question. I guess it's a comment.
Yeah, yeah. No, I believe that the conflict transformation is something that happens, you know, at all levels. And since this platform is a disruptor platform, then we're going to have to deal, we're going to have to support this technology with you know, our own human technology, our abilities to be able to come together and dialogue around these things. And dialogue is something that is rare these days, as you see in this political season that we're in, when this country is going through its process that it's going through, you see the dialogue is always being eroded. So I would like to make the contribution, you know, in this platform to really look at dialogue and give specific strategies and techniques on how to do that within conflict transformation, because there's going to be resistance to this process. And so we're going to have to strengthen ourselves, and we're going to have to act as a unit, you know, and really have adaptive responses to the types of things that we're putting into play, really question some of our own assumptions and the assumptions in our community to be able to transform. So I think that it's going to be an emergent practice. It's going to emerge on its own. I don't claim to know. I think it's something that is knowable, but it's still at this point unknown. So I'm glad to be going on the journey with you all.
Perfect, brother. Wes the Younger, you don't know this energy. You don't know the synchronicity, brother, that's going on there. Free, did you want to make a comment or a question before we let Wes the Elder get back to work?
No. It's all good, man. Peace. Thanks for checking in with us, bro. Look to see more from, you know, your project and everything. So that's it.
We appreciate you, brother, man. I'm not sure if he could hear us. I'm not sure if his line was flipped. Wes, you still on the line with us?
Peace.
What's good?
What's going on, brother?
Oh man.
I don't think you
know the level of synchronicity.
How are you? What's going on with you?
Oh man, I'm ripping and running. As you can see, I can't even slow down to let you speak. Let me take my time and get off the mic a little bit. You know, we just got done talking about the mixtape. I didn't already put it out there in the ethers. I'm like, yo, this is the first single, so I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it in that fashion, man. That was a fire track. You wanna talk about that at all? Any of the artists that you work with on that?
Awesome. Yeah, that was a collaboration of the Moorish Movement. It's called the Moors on the Move mixtape, and it's basically a collaboration with some members that are actually down with the NBA as well. Brother Latunica L, shout out to Cyrus L, Brother Tadex, and one more brother on that track. I'm sorry, I forget his name, but I will redeem that. Absolutely.
That's what's up. Yo, like I said, powerful track. Let's go on ahead and jump right in, though. Let's jump right in. We're a little bit pressed for time. Not necessarily, but I want to make sure that we do this right.
Okay.
So, brother, what is it that you know is your forte within the NBA? You know, Brother Wes already laid his out. What is it that is your contribution, and what are some of the things that you see, in a real brief level, what are some of the things you see in the future for the NBA?
Absolutely. Well, my particular niche or, you know, specialty is digital marketing, content marketing. And right now, this age that we live in, 2016, is the most important age with this digital marketing, because the numbers projected by 2018, everybody would be using video, you know. So we have a perfect start in the NBA. We got like four videos in, a bunch of podcasts in. And my portion is to just push us to the mainstream and identify with our target markets, et cetera.
That's what's up, you know. Brother, we have been building, and Free, I'm going to let you get on if you got anything for Wes right after me. We have been building earlier, Wes, about certain kinds of, like, strategies, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people out there, they got their digital content, you know what I'm saying? They're looking for a way to actually hit a targeted market, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they haven't even thought about that. Brother, what do you have to say about just basic best practices with regards to marketing oneself or one's business or what have you?
I say start off with a brick-and-mortar plan on a piece of paper. You know, I say start off with a plan on a piece of paper, find out who you're trying to target, your demographics, and some of the best practices. You know, email marketing is one of the most powerful. You know, everybody that you engage with as a brand, anybody who ever showed your brand a little love, they definitely need that. You need to have their email. You need to have their email so you can constantly market business to them, so you can keep track of them, so they can keep track of you. Pretty much. Another thing that I use is hyper-local marketing. Hyper-local marketing is basically making sure that you guys come up in your town for your niche, you know? That's very important. Like, if okay, for you, you live in Arizona. We want to find out who has a Bitcoin machine. We're going to put in NBA, D. Miller, Bitcoin machine. What happens? It's coming up, you know? That's just basically, you know, things like that I deal with. So what else is good for just building a good plan is pretty good. Reviews are very important. That's one of the most important things that you can have. Yelp reviews and Google reviews will put your SEO at the top of Google's ranking system, you know, and also have your website mobile ready. That's another thing. Sorry, I sound scatterbrained. I'm just sitting down right now.
No, brother, you're good. I definitely am catching the gist of it. It obviously, I think this is the reason why we got you on post, is because this is a very broad thing, and it does require focus. Free, did you have a comment or a question for Wes before we move forward?
Yeah, I got a bill to add on to the book. So what we here is artists. We have business people, and we have content creators, like, you know, the creative people who, you know, editing and graphics and all of that stuff like that. So we have those three different things within the NBA. And now we have the ability to, you know, run tours and do different types of content creation that varies, that allows our content to be more dynamic. So, you know, what the West is doing to help promote our content is what's excellent, because we're putting out a good amount of content right now, but it could be more focused and it could be more controlled, you know, and everything like that. So excellent, man. That's excellent.
Indeed. I have a quick checklist for, like, anybody that is listening. This is what I usually do when I get a client. I have about just a quick 15 things I can run down if you guys don't mind. One is a digital vision document. Your digital vision document, basically your plan, you know, your brick and mortar plan, how you plan on doing it, getting it done. do you have clarity on who your audience is? Finding out who your audience is, who you engage, who engages you, who gives you the most attention. That's one thing that you have to track when growing your marketing and growing your business. Do you know which channels to focus on? Certain businesses do good on certain outlets. Like some people do good on Facebook. They don't do good on Instagram. Finding that number one outlet and funneling all your business and traffic into that one and then branching out into the rest of the social markets is a good way to do that. The next one is, do you have a strong online presence? How strong is your presence? Who are you reaching out to? Are you checking to see who opened your emails? Are you checking to see who's checking for you, you know? Your integrated marketing efforts. Also, finding people inside your niche that are doing the same thing, you know, commenting on some of their blog posts, answering their questions, sharing some of their stuff so you guys can cross-market each other's networks and actually gain fans and gain more revenue. Another question on this list is, do you have the right tools? There are a ton of tools out there for social media marketing. Fiverr is number one. Fiverr is a site for $5. You can get everything, all your digital marketing content, everything that retains to the internet is on Fiverr. I suggest that as a strong tool. Another tool is AdWeber. AdWeber is great for collecting emails off of your website. That's like a number one tool. It collects everybody's email, and it allows you to send emails, not so much spammy emails, but, you know, the content-based emails to get the click-through rate X, Y, and Z. Your digital video marketing content, that's another strong one. Your video content is number one. That's where we want to keep it focused, and that's where we will be going with the NBA. All video, can't touch this. You know what I mean? 2018 is to project that all marketing will be done on video. There will be no more posters. There will be no more flyers. They will all be on video. So right now, NBA has an advantage.
Yo, you're crushing them right now, Lloyd. You're killing them.
Mm-hmm.
You're killing them. I think. I'm gonna say this. We're gonna need to put together like a seminar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is something that, you know, the people need to be able to sit down, and listen to you give. You know what I'm saying? A demonstration. You know, PowerPoints. You know, slides, maybe even some interaction, a little demo, you know what I'm saying? Just so that people got a real feel for it. Wow, Brother West, like, you know, again, this is just a sharing, you know what I'm saying? Just sharing. You gave them a lot just now, free. Did you have, before we go forward?
Man, I mean, like you said, we got this on lock as far as, you know, content creation and direction for, you know what I mean? So it's only growing from here on out, man. So let's go on to the next section.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. Wes, just mute your line. You can stay on the line if you'd like, and be able to build with us as we go through this talk. So we're going to go on ahead and bring up our next guest. A good brother of ours. He's been waiting patiently. Let me see. All right. So just to kind of put a capstone on what we just talked about, because we do have this broken down into departments. As a listener, you may think that you're just listening to a random, you know, bunch of talking heads. However, these heads are, you know, categorically, you know, placed. So we just heard from the Elder West as well as West just now. These brothers are speaking from the Moabit Association, what we've been referring to as the NBA. So you've now heard what it is that the NBA is really working on. And of course, there are two heads going in two different directions simultaneously, which are both extremely needed. Right, they are essential to our overall existence. But without further ado, I'm going to bring our second guest on, Brother Noble. Brother Noble, are you there with us? Brother Noble, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right.
How you doing, brother man?
I'm doing good, brother.
That's what's up. It's good to hear your voice, man. We haven't talked in a little bit.
Yeah, I've just been on my grind. Trying to make something happen, make things happen.
That's what's up. You know, without further ado, brother, did you come to talk with us about? You know, like I've been saying before, it's just about sharing. You know what I'm saying? It's about sharing ideas and trying to build on top of them, push them further. And one of the best ways that you can do that is by sharing, brother. So what you got for us?
Nothing much. I'm still just focusing on, organizing with the brothers and the sisters and the younger family, you know, trying to get us together so we can, you know, come up with some creative things before the technology. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm kind of like focusing my my moves on is the technology. But the only way we can get to the technology is messing with the science and the mathematics. You know? So I'm just trying to get with your family and see if we can just get a classroom. That's what it's gonna take to go into these urban cities. Especially the ones that we discussed a while back about the the terrible 14, where things are just happening, crime rates high,
They had that police that police violence. The foul 14.
Police violence. Along with other things, this plague in the community. You know, I feel like the only way that we can, kind of combat that is to educate, is to learn as much as we can, and basically learn, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. You know, that's the only thing. Everything else is that's what's pushing the world right now. Technology. Everybody getting up, trying to get to the to the newest gigs, gadgets and stuff like that, to make things more easier and more better for people. So that's what I'm focusing on. I'm actually gonna get ready to fly back into Memphis next month and meet up with the brother. I thought he was gonna be on the line, Steve. But Steve, just trying to get each other together,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Play my part. Yes, sir. I feel like that's what I'm good at. You know what I'm saying? That's what I bring to the table, is going into the places where people don't want to go to, and get people to come together and work on things that are uplifting. You know what I'm saying? That are helping people out. So everything's still digital. Everything's still good. But we got the analog, and that's the groundwork. The footwork. And that's what I want to bring. I just want to see if we can set up a classroom all across America. You feel me? Online. So, getting the people to be able to have access to that type of technology, computers and tablets or whatnot. Things, we got to be able to make sure that they got those things. You feel me? That's why I'm glad that we got a consortium up for the investment. Because that's things that we need to be investing in. We need to be having these classrooms or these places set up around the country and maybe the globe where people can access and get on to it if they're trying to uplift the people as far as learning and education. So that's what I'm on. That's what I'm working on. That's what I'm focused on.
Yo, that's powerful. That's powerful. Free. You got a comment or a question for the brother Noble? I got one for both of y'all.
No doubt. So, yeah, man. I mean, what the brother's doing is great, man, because we need people to go out into those areas, Like you said, the foul 13 with all the police violence. And then we got what's going down in Houston right now, too. So we need to be able to dispatch people to these areas to deal with the conflict resolution, what Brother West was talking about, too. So, he was referring to the stem cell tower or the steam cells towers, that we'll be setting up in each individual area to help get technology and help get the understanding of technology into those particular areas. So that's another initiative that we'll be working as well. So I think honor to you, brother, for definitely championing that and manning that post.
First, I'm going to say this, brother Noble. Where are you from?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, here's my real question. That ain't my question. So, Free, you had just made mention of the elder, West, right? West the elder. And you say he was just talking about something. Well, West the younger was just talking about something. You know what I'm saying? Like, the real idea, and actually, West, if you on the line, you can speak up, brother. Well, you know what I'm saying? We was just building on this last night. I don't know if the brother's still with us, but I'll go ahead and say it. So, okay, let's put that in perspective. So we have issues, right? We have some issues that we need some resolution or some transformation, right? Wes the Elder said. Well, Wes the Younger said, why wouldn't we have a hackathon? Did that just blow past both of y'all? What if in these cities, in our community, we had these schools that the brother's talking about, that stem cell tower, right? That's what we call it, right? A stem cell tower. Like, it's a STEM as in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, you know, as the brother Noble said. We call it a cell, like, you know, like an organ, something that is natural, something that is alive. And a tower in the sense of building, you know, erecting a structure. So now I'm saying, or I'm asking, have you all thought about the implications of being able to host a hackathon as opposed to marching, right? We go out, you know, and something happens to one of us, and then we go out and we want to have a march. But what if we thought about a resolution and then built it, right? More than likely you would have to employ some form of ingenuity. And again, we were just talking about making our lives easier. What if we decided to go in the classroom and build something, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to some of the strategies that we're employing to resolve our issues. Have you brothers thought about that or thought about the implications of that?
That's why I'm glad. That's what I see. That's all I see. You already said it. We can't be, you know, there ain't no more marching. What we doing this for? We wasting time. We could be doing something constructive. You know? That's the only thing we need to be doing. It ain't no debate. That ain't nothing debate. At the end of the day, something got to be built. Something got to be changed. So we see discomfort. We gotta build something. We gotta, you know, tear it down. When they say build and destroy, you know, we gotta build and destroy. We build something back up, you know, and that's the only way we're gonna see any change. Anything else is just, you know, following the same pattern, you know.
Absolutely.
We kind of doing that right there. We ain't seeing nothing new, you know what I'm saying? So we got to bring them something new. So that's what I'm with the NBA for, because I see something new. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Free, what you got on it? We're about to let Noble, Brother Noble, you can stay on the line. But we're about to move into our next topic. Free, did you have a comment or anything else that you wanted to add to this particular bill? Concerning the stem cell towers?
Yeah, again, you know, stressing technology and the liberation point of it is that we will be handing out, you know, solutions via application. So let's say if there's an area that needs, you know, more monitoring of the neighborhood of police, you know, to monitor police better, you know, make sure that that app gets built for that particular community, you know what I'm saying? They all got it on their phones and everything like that. That's a solution right there that they need, you know what I'm saying, instantly. So the hackathon thing, is, I think it's awesome, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can build whatever solution on the spot when you go to these communities, you know what I'm saying, and not just march and everything like that, which I'm not opposed to marching either. But, again, we do need to have some other stuff going on as well. So, you know, all we got to do is make it happen, man.
I'm with it. You already know I'm with it. Let me do this real quick. If the next brothers that are up, we got Brother Mel Chesedek, we got Brother Session L. If you brothers are on the call line, you can definitely hit one right now. I'm not sure if I see you in there, but I'm ready to definitely bring you on. So back to what we were just building on. You're absolutely right, brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't front like I didn't hear my own words or the words coming out of y'all mouths either. The truth of the matter is this: We have not thought about practically solving many of our socioeconomic issues, right? We have some ideas about what we're going to do, and many of them are tried and true. Voting, you know, cooperative economics, right? These aren't new, right? But we are in 2016, and those concepts have been around for a while. So it's not to say that we abandon them. It's just to say you're going to need to update them, right? The method of facilitation, right? You're going to want to update that. So we definitely feel we are providing that, you know what I'm saying, in the community, just, you know, MBA, you know, to the conscious community, the greater conscious community, you know, the greater world. You know, it's really strange to me that, you know, for people to have wanted to, you know, solve our issues for so long, we haven't, you know, full throttle journey down this road. We've gone full throttle down certain roads. Do you see what I'm saying to y'all? Like we'll fixate on a certain angle in which we can resolve our issues, and we take it, you know what I'm saying, so the wheels fall off. But I'm very surprised that we haven't taken this until the wheels fall off, you know what I'm saying, up until now. So I just wanted to make that final comment on that. Brother Noble, we're going to go on ahead and move forward in the dialogue. Like I said, you're definitely welcome to stay on. Just mute your line unless you want to say something. Free, you ready to go ahead and move forward?
No doubt. So what, we got the cryptocurrency investment?
Yeah. It looks like we might have to hold this down. I'm not sure if the brothers were not able to join us or not. But we do have Brother Session L and Brother Melchizedek L, who is also manning this particular post. So, Free, you and I can actually build on it pretty quickly, lay that out there, just with regards to where it's going, what it's about, and what they can kind of expect from that, maybe some best practices with regards to investing in cryptocurrency.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, this is a fairly new project that we've put together, so it's still in its infancy, so I can understand, you know, not having the cohesiveness right now upon it. However, so we're talking about investment, and we're talking about cryptocurrency, right? And when you look at people's investment portfolios and you hear that word thrown around, you know, among the stock traders and Wall Street and everything like that, you got to really dig deep into this investment portfolio and what it really means to have one and have it be diversified to meet the needs of the time and to meet the needs of your future needs. You know what I mean? Because what are you investing for, but not for the future? You know what I mean? Investment isn't a, you know, what we would call an instant gratification thing. You know what I mean? We have a lot of that in our society today where we have instant gratification. So people don't think about investing long term, you know what I mean, for anything. But when we look at the popular economics of things, and we've talked about this on previous shows, is how people will be wearing Nikes on an iPhone, you know what I mean, and wearing a certain, you know, kind of jeans, Levi's or whatever, but not have stock in any of those companies. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, how can you not invest in the company, make money for it, you know, invest it and put it on your body, but not invest for it and have it be fruitful for you in the future? You know what I mean? So when we take that, when we strip off all of the, you know, mainstream stocks that you could hold, we're going to go into cryptocurrencies and all the different decentralized movements that are taking place that you can start investing in, you know what I mean, to help build these decentralized networks. So we won't have to see, you know, the inherent non-investment into things that you deem worthy of buying, you know what I mean? So that is the gap we're trying to bridge with the cryptocurrency investment firm, you know what I mean? So, or consortium, actually. So what do you got on that, bro?
Yeah. You know, just to even, you know, further reiterate what you said, you know, first things first, we're dealing with cryptocurrency. And, you know, we talked to Brother Inari. He is our plug, we'll say, into that realm. And what I mean by that is, you know, you should treat it something like a stock. You should have that kind of logic. You know, you have to take a previous existing logic to apply to the future. However, it's not exactly the same. So, you know, you're going to want to, first and foremost, understand the project or the product. Right, you don't buy Facebook stock because you don't know nothing about Facebook. You dig? So what we have is Brother Melchizedek and Brother Session L. Right? Brother Melchizedek L, Session L. So these two brothers, you know, they're working together. You know, they kind of have more of a corporate structure, in fact. I'll share this with the listening audience. You know, there's a concept of a chairman and there's a concept of a CEO. When you deal with corporate governance. And the chair people are like the board people. They are in a higher position, if we're going to put this in a pyramid structure, they are in a higher position than the CEO. Now, when you're dealing with a company, there is a potential that the CEO has a board seat. So he may be the CEO and on the board simultaneously. However, it is rare that, you know, you have someone that is both. What is much more common is to hire and fire a CEO at will. In this particular case, it won't be like that. That won't be the nature of the relationship. However, you know, due to time constraints and just the way in which people think, you know, we noticed that both Wes's, they kind of think the same, but they think differently. You know, there's a synchronicity with them. So there's the same thing that exists with Brother Session and Brother Melchizedek. They definitely will work well together. I just observe their energies. So what we will have is Brother Melchizedek is more of the board, and Brother Session is more of the operator. Right, so the board is kind of observing things from afar, kind of keeping a lookout, you know what I'm saying, observing like major trends that are happening, while we have Brother Session, who is actually pinpoint focused on the product, watching the product, right? So, you know, I have mentioned Facebook. In this particular case, we're talking about Gamerholic Coin. Let me say that again, Gamerholic Coin. Definitely search that. Definitely look for that. It has gone mobile at this point. We had Inari on for the second interview, and the brother is awesome. Definitely an inspiration. But back to the point. Brother Session L is focused on the product to make sure that the product is good. And if you are to, you know, get into a circle of people, which is this consortium of ours, if you're going to get into a consortium, you don't want people to just be playing politics with you and trying to sell something to you that has no value. No. In fact, we want to be able to speak from a position of experience. If the product is good, and maybe you don't have time to engage or you're not interested in engaging, we do have someone that is engaging. So you're definitely going to get some qualified feedback concerning, you know, Gamerholic Coin and Gamerholic the platform. You see what I'm saying? The last thing I want to say actually is, you know, for those that have been with us, that have been following this movement, I hope that you're looking at the price of the Bitcoin right now. Free, what you got to say about that? Like, I don't know about you, brother, but I've been watching it, and like, I don't know. You know, we've been dealing with Bitcoin for so long. I'm kind of chill, you know. I know it goes up and down, but for the last couple of weeks, it's been going up.
I mean, I love it. You want to know why? Because like I said, on the investment side, when I see my currency doing well, you know what I mean? I know that my investment is secure. Not only that, but it's also gaining, you know, astronomical values in rate, you know what I mean? So there is so many different dynamics to the price of Bitcoin going up and the price of Bitcoin going down, because I don't get mad when the price of Bitcoin goes down. That just means that that's more Bitcoin that I can buy at a cheaper price that I know will go up again one day, you know what I mean, or the next day. So, I mean, that is the nature of it, is what makes it a tradable currency. You know what I mean? It's not stagnant. It's not, and no currency is, but unless you're on the stock market, you don't see how the U.S. dollar moves other currencies. Unless you're on Forex, you don't see how the U.S. dollar moves against other currencies and how its value is fluctuating constantly. So with that being said, we are going to expose, you know, that to our audience and to the people who are down with the consortium to really see what currencies do, you know what I mean? And they can see it from a safer standpoint using Bitcoin as opposed to using, you know, U.S. dollars or, you know, Japanese dollars or whatever they want to do. You know what I mean? That is strictly going to be crypto now. You know what I mean? No more dealing with the NASDAQ, no more dealing with the Dow Jones and the Forex and the futures and all that other stuff like that. We're taking it to a totally decentralized level as far as investment. So that is the Cryptocurrency Investment Consortium in a nutshell.
That's real. That's real. As you said, Cryptocurrency Investment Consortium, CCIC. Check us out on the Facebook, just like you can find the MoBit Association page on Facebook. And if you want to start learning, you know what I'm saying? If you already know, yo, this is crazy. Like this is what I'm trying to do. You need to find us on YouTube, Moabit. That's MOAB space BIT. Subscribe to the channel. You will be notified when we have new content available. You know, just definitely do that for yourself. Find us on Facebook, MBA Circle of Peers. You're gonna start learning. Right, find our website, M as in Moab, B as in Bitcoin, association.info. So that's MB association.info. Find us on the web. You can get more familiar with us and what it is that we do. Free, we are ready now to move forward, brother, if you feel like we've covered the CCIC thoroughly.
Yes, we have.
All right, good deal. Let's go ahead and just move forward. We now have Decentralized Minds Artist Consortium. Brother, you have the you got the floor.
All right, like we were building on earlier, you know, Decentralized Minds is a hybrid record label, you know what I mean? Which meaning that it has a consortium of artists that produce, a consortium of artists that write lyrics and perform, consortium of artists that DJ, and, you know, consortium of people who feel like they want to do the A&R positions and all of the other different angles that music takes, you know what I mean? But we can do it in a decentralized manner where we don't have to sign the contracts with the major industries, which is centralization, a thing we're opposed to, because that thing creates a central point of failure. So when the record label goes under, all of the artists are thrown out, you know what I mean, and sacrificed for the label. So we've seen that happen a lot of times in the music industry. So this is our response to that. And we're using the blockchain to help people publish and copyright their material. We're also paying the artists in Bitcoin as well. So I mean, these are the multitude of different things that we are experimenting with in this new age of the blockchain. So what do you think about the Centralized Minds, bro? Because I'm the DJ, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing people's music. I'm very involved in it, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Tell me what you think about it from an outside perspective.
Wow. I guess the first thing that I would say is you know, it's okay, first from a content level alone. I'm very impressed. You know what I'm saying? It's very good work. The assortment of artists, the assortment, or I should say the variation in genre. You know, there's so many different things. I don't want to choke the art or the life out of it. But I would say, I mean, even down to the artwork for the actual content, you know, like an album cover. You know, I'm moved by it all. So, you know, like I said, without choking the life out of the content, definitely go to Bandcamp. Free. How can they find that on Bandcamp?
Yeah, that would be under DJL Illuminator at bandcamp.com. So yeah, that's just the easy way to get to it. And then, you know, following us through Facebook, you can go on a Decentralized Minds page and you'll find all the links to all the music as well. So, I mean, I've been told, like the brother Wes would probably tell me, that the to be put on more mixtape platforms. You know what I mean? They said they released a mixtape as well, so I wonder what platform they put theirs on. I agree totally. But, you know, when you're in the middle of getting so many different things done throughout this NBA movement that we have, you know what I mean? That's why we need more people in the core group, you know what I'm saying, to move that content into different areas. You know what I mean? Like that whole vibe moves when that decentralized is working. We're networking and we're moving each other's content around, you know what I mean, to the point where it goes viral all the time, as opposed to this more algorithmic viral kind of thing. Like, you know, if it doesn't go past the, you know, the algorithm, then it doesn't go viral. So I don't know. And then you have record labels who can buy views and change how many records they sell. This is something that we cannot do with Decentralized Minds because everything's on the blockchain. So all the units sold, transactions on the blockchain. So, I mean, that's, you know, that solves that issue right there. And it makes sure that the artists are also compensated for their work, as opposed to this whole, they get in advance and then they spend, you know, the latter years of their life putting out 2 or 3 albums just to pay back the advance, and then they had to take out more advances, and then eventually they end up owing the record label, and the record label says, okay, well, we'll just take your mastering and your publishing as compensation, and you can leave the record label. What does the artist have to do now? The artist has to go to another record label in order to get their music out. So, I mean, that stifles the creative ability of artists, and indie artists have the trouble of getting their music out, right? So we have to bridge that gap between getting indie music out and people who are recovering from being in the industry as well. You know what I mean? Because of the industry treats them so bad that they have to find something to come to, and they're still great artists. You know what I mean? So I look at it like that, like,
powerful. That's powerful, yo. Let me do this. Wes, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
What you got on it, fam?
I agree with everything. I think the birth of the smart contract was the end of the indie record. I mean, the end of the like major record labels. I think that the smart contracts is just the best way to go right now. You know, like, why are you giving somebody a percentage off of something that you know, pretty much did yourself? You know, that's for one. And, you know, Bitcoin and blockchain is just the way to go, you know? So I agree with him on everything he's saying. Absolutely. And I think that the NBA will be the new music industry. I'll put that out there to the cosmos right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, really, this whole dynamic, you know what I'm saying, just to reinforce with the audience. This is the Decentralized Minds Artist Consortium. So, we, you know, off the rip, we already know that these artists, we are identifying them as you know, or I should say allowing them to have that degree of autonomy, that degree of what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say that the artist already knows that they have not only a degree of autonomy, but security.
Mm-hmm.
You are your own entity. You know, obviously I'm thinking about, you know, our industry, Bitcoin, blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that terminology is already out there with the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come together in a consortium. And
mm-hmm.
obviously these banks are not necessarily talking about, you know, diminishing their autonomy, right? They just want to be able to do exactly what they're doing right now, but do it much more efficient, right? Bring the cost of production down, the cost of distribution down, free. You was already crushing it. You see, brother, you saying so much to me. You know what I'm saying? You got my mind working, like, you know what I'm saying, constantly keeping me aware of the different avenues in which there is finance generated. And one of the things is with this whole marketing thing, you know. It, you know, first off, it's got me thinking about, you know, the different dApps, the decentralized dApps that need to be created. And one of them is, you know, the ability to facilitate some of what you're describing. One of them being the whole, you know, for a share, you get some Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? And that needs to be automated. That doesn't need to be, you know, something, some shit that I got to get on Facebook and, you know, you let me know that you did X, you know, like how we're currently doing it. It's almost as if it's like an analog. Everything's happening digitally, but it's still like it's analog because I literally have to press the button. It's not automated. You see what I'm saying?
Putting the power back in the people.
Exactly. You know, we still got Brother Noble on the line. I don't know if Brother Noble wanted to make a comment. All right. I see that I think we have a hand up. This might have been one of the callers that we were looking for previously. A caller calling from the 8589.
Hey. It's Brother Sessionel on the line. I was supposed to be on earlier, man. Sorry, I'm in traffic right now, but I said let me call in, man, and get it in. I was listening for a while, too, earlier in the show, but I have to take care of a little business. What's going on, though? What's going on? I'm here.
Oh, no, all is well, brother, man, all is well. We did cover the topic. However, you can definitely put something in. If you'd like, I definitely think I covered, and Free and I covered the CCIC thoroughly. However, if you have something in regards to the decentralized decentralized minds artist consortium, if you have anything in reference to that that you'd like to add on, definitely.
Well, I'm feeling the music. I don't have too much to add on. You know, everything is going smooth. But I will say this, I am feeling the Gamerholic app. I think that there's definitely a lot of potential in there for us to even possibly make a game and to come up with tournaments to give away Bitcoin and to, you know, have fun and play with it. And I definitely see the value in it, to be honest. So, I'm glad you guys covered it. I was listening earlier to the show. I didn't get a chance to hear what you guys were saying about it, unfortunately, but I'll go back and check it. But, I really don't have too much to add in that regards to the decentralized minds, the artist consortium. Yeah, I'm feeling the music in that regard. But
no worries. Stick with us, brother.
I will.
We're going to go through the final couple of pieces to this, so you may have something that you want to build. If you're not speaking,
okay,
just put your mic, just mute your own phone. I'll keep you on the line. I'll keep your line open.
All right, cool. I'm going to mute my phone right now then. All right,
perfect.
All right,
Free. We're moving forward with it, man. You said everything that you wanted to say. With regards to the consortium?
Yeah. So now I want to speak more to like the creative side. You know what I'm saying? Like what's behind you know, the whole DJL Illuminator, you know what I'm saying, allure, is, you know, music needs to be in a certain resonance, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything has to have a vibration, right? So the music that we listen to has to have a certain vibration. And I think I was listening to Brother Red Pill and Blue Pill talk about how turn up music now is like using the heart chakra, but all you have to do is flip the lyrics, right? I think we've been doing that too with the Silk Road, you know what I'm saying? We were playing a lot of the what you call trap music and, you know, types of things, because we know that's what people are still listening to, regardless of, you know, whether they call themselves El or they say they're from the Kemet or the Hebrew Israelite or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That whole allure, you're still listening to that type of music pretty much whether you want to or not. Because even if you don't want to listen to it personally, someone you know is listening to it, and then that's not happening, then it's going to be played on a radio when your area. You know what I'm saying? And nothing you could do about it, but you'd be subjected to it. So I think the whole decentralized minds taking that artwork and trying to reflect, you know, everyone's thoughts and ideas, you know what I'm saying? One whole album, you know what I'm saying? That it's hard to do too, man. It's like you have to really say, I have to put aside my personal beliefs and what I think should be played and play what I think the universe says should be played so everyone's message gets heard. You know what I mean? And that's the interesting thing about it, too. You know, I want the people in the hood are heard. I want to make sure the people that are meditating on top of a mountain are heard. I want to make sure people that are fighting in the streets for justice are heard. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure, you know, those artists who are starving or those artists who are just ill, but they, you know, you haven't heard of them yet, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that they get out. You know what I mean? That's what this is about. So, I mean, when we love hip hop, right? You know what I'm saying? Hip hop raised us.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's only right to pay homage and pay dues back to hip hop, which raised you, you know what I'm saying? And give back in any way, shape or form. I'm not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the first one to tell you, I can't rap, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a graphic designer. I'm a coder, you know what I'm saying? A web engineer, all of that other stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But I can DJ, you know what I'm saying? Because I know how to use all of this equipment. You know what I'm saying? So that makes it easy. You know what I mean? So, that is what this whole thing is about, man. And I think it's beautiful how it blossomed and, you know, how the idea just kind of took off and gave us more content as well. You know what I mean? Anyone want to speak to that?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, yeah. That's a beautiful thing, like, yeah. I'm going to say this. So, like, you know, you and I, you might want to mute your mic, brother. I hear feedback. All right, so, you know what I'm saying, truth be told, you know what I'm saying, like you said, we are, you know, almost like, you know, the two-headed one, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not to say that I'm the negative or I'm the one that, you know, dealing with, you know, the negative. But I will say, you know what I'm saying, we balance each other well, and I think that I may have had a little bit of influence, you know what I'm saying, like, even right now, you know what I'm saying, I don't mind putting it on the line, you know, like, thugger, you know what I'm saying, like.
I knew you was going to say that, man, you're not the only one in my life who, like I said, who's like that, and everyone can attest to that, that everyone's still listening to Wayne, still listening,
you know,
to
and I don't know about no Wayne. I can't attest to Wayne, but I'll say it, I understand the lineage, but I'm just gonna say, you know what I'm saying, Thugger, you know what I'm saying, Travis Scott, you know what I'm saying, that whole vibration right there. You know what I'm saying? Like in the conscious community for certain, you know, the way in which that particular wave came out, it's a drug induced, it's a you know, a maybe even a depression or a turn up, you know what I'm saying, those two polarities, but it is a mood music. That's what I think. That's what the Pills are really trying to get at. I haven't seen that particular demo, but if you have mentioned the Heart Chakra, and I'm gonna tell you right now, it's melody. It's melody. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are creating new melodies. You know what I'm saying? That have not been heard before. They hear something legitimately. So I have an affinity for the art that they're producing, for certain.
Right. Because if you can put your mind through a filter, right? And what I do is I end up listening to a lot of instrumentals, right? And then after I listen to the instrumentals, I'm like, okay, I've already reprogrammed myself to hear what I would want to hear. So when I do hear the lyrics to that person's song, I can kind of tune it out, you know what I'm saying? And be like, okay, I get this. And it's like not saying like, you know, that can't be celebrated. You know what I mean? Like I said, there has to be a lower and a higher self, and it has to be balanced. You know what I'm saying? To ignore your lower self will only come back to haunt you in the end. So, you know what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Saying? Enjoy what you can when you can. You know what I'm saying? The point is not to overindulge, right? So what a lot of people will say is that they're teaching people to be addicts and all this other stuff like that. I'm going to say this, man. If you go look at Future and look what he personally ingests in his body, he's not drinking lean all the time. It's been told that he's been drinking spirulina water and eating vegetarian. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you find out the real about the artist. Go ahead.
Rap right now is nothing short of wrestling. I see it as all entertainment and different art forms. It's like going to an art museum. You're going to see some stuff that's like ridiculous, and you're going to see some things that's like, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, it's all art. That's how I look at it, you know?
Right.
It's all art, man. Like, and everyone's getting it from their direction. Everyone has to play their part. You know what I'm saying? There has to be people who have death metal. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way that they get their vibe, you know what I'm saying, through music or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then you have trap music, and then you have opera, and then you have, you know what I'm saying, R&B.
Listen,
and then you have
listen,
jazz.
Listen.
Everyone
listen,
their
so,
way.
Let me say this. So, you know, this is from the same one whose ear has an affinity for Janelle Monáe. Right. So, you know, the same one who's talking about a thugger, you know what I'm saying, Young Thug, and somebody who's talking about a Travis Scott also has a genuine affinity for, you know, Janelle Monáe, you know.
What's
that?
You put me on the Just Allah, like that also shows the variety of stuff you listen to. You see what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
you're
no,
not,
like, listen. Listen, like, it's something about, you know what I'm saying, music for me. I'm just a connoisseur. I definitely have made a little music, but I respect the artist. You know, I almost have, like, the fanboy shit going on where it's like, you know, I don't know if I could ever really match them type shit. Like, it's just me acknowledging brilliance, greatness, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, when I listen to music, like I said, I'm willing to accept what it is that you're trying to present. And I would judge it based upon that and that alone, not necessarily a previous position or a previous affinity won't necessarily have any bearings on it. And what I do is this. I cannot listen to a bunch of artists at the same time. Unless I'm already feeling it, I can't listen to various artists at the same time. Like, I don't have the mental space because I literally have to, you know, be completely bored or at least have some mental space to allow an artist in, right, as a consumer of music, right, as a consumer of that kind of content. There needs to be a certain amount of space available in me for me to allow that artist in. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think that's interesting. Yeah, and that, like I said, from person who's not producing any music, you know what I mean? Like, to hear what your thoughts are about how music is getting produced, way and the ways people's minds think about it. You said introducing a new artist it's hard to get it out there because everyone's listening to Future. Everyone's listening to Travis Scott. That's why Kanye has both of those people on his. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is just a sign of the. So that's what you have in order to, you know what I'm saying, gain people's attention, because that's where everyone's attention is reflected. And, like, that's the ultimate art form, is to touch everyone's heart no matter what. Like you said, that move music or whatever, you know what I'm saying, is getting you motivated to do something. You know what I'm saying? If it's motivated to trap, again, your motive to trap is to what? To provide clothes and shelter for your...
Yeah, food, clothes, and shelter. Hustle.
Trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to be flamboyant about it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just the lifestyle that he lived, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is, you know what I mean? To deny that would deny where you came from, and hip-hop started that, you know what I mean? People would say hip-hop wasn't as fresh. Now, go back and look at Grandmaster Flash, Afrika Bambaataa. It was rocking big gold chains, you know what I'm saying? They had the nice leather jackets on and everything like that. So, you know, stop. You know what I mean? Like, that's who we are. You know what I mean? So when we can move all of that aside, right, and now we can let the higher and lower play in the same atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? We have the conscious music. We have the conscious trap music. You see what I mean? We have the conscious reggae. We have the reggae. We have, you know what I'm saying, the R&B, that, you know what I'm saying, all about love and sex, you know what I'm saying? We have the R&B that's about prosperity. So, you know what I mean?
A visual collage.
Right.
See, this is powerful, man. This is powerful right now. Hold on. I can't let y'all go too far. I can't let y'all go too far. We gotta right. Definitely push it forward, because we got something, even I think, that's going to get us all pretty hyped, you know what I'm saying, by the end. So, Free, we have the MBX, and we have this event going on in June. Now, certain things, and I'm going to put them on the table now before you speak, Free. I'm going to pass you the mic. Certain things we have not secured yet. There, again, this is one of those infancy projects. But, you know, the way that, you know, the gods are, you know what I'm saying? Like, we already know it's about going out and getting it. We don't wait for it to fall in our lap, and we definitely don't try to, you know, pray to God that something is going to happen. We are going to make things happen to the best of our abilities, you know, inshallah. So now, I want to put this disclaimer out there, pardon me. We do not have a particular number of businesses secured at this moment. Nor, you know what I'm saying, are we 100% that, you know, any particular good thing is going to happen. Let me just put that out there, right? However, Free, what would you like to say about the MBX as well as this event that we have coming up? You know what I'm saying? Put them together if you'd like, or if you want to have me speak to it first, I will. But go ahead, brother. I want to give you the opportunity.
So we got the Moabit Exchange, right? You know, when we look at business, right, and then we look at Black-owned business, and then we look at Black economics, right, and all of these Moorish economics, you know what I'm saying, Islamic economics, all of these different things are being embodied in this storehouse that we call the MBX. You see what I'm saying? Sharia-compliant law versus, decentralized currency, you know what I'm saying, all different kinds of products and vending that can be done through a decentralized market. I mean, that's what we have here with the Moabit Exchange. And we need people to start signing up to become vendors to sell their product in Bitcoin. You get what I'm saying? You dig? Because that's how we're going to build this decentralized network. What you got, bro?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's two different things. I don't know if you wanted to say anything about the event in June in Memphis.
I think we'll get to that after we really hash out the MBX, like you said, just hash it out, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'm actually going to combine them a bit, and watch how I draw this up. So, okay, as you described, the MBX. The MBX is like a decentralized eBay. All right. So one first has to consider the decentralized nature of an exchange or a market. Obviously, we're talking about all of the benefits that the blockchain technology provides. No fraud on the ledger, right? Which is one of the biggest issues about us doing business with one another. You know, it's a trust issue.
Right.
So there's no fraud on the ledger. You know, and I'll kind of keep that very basic. If you want to know more, definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Moabbit, M-O-A-B. Space B-I-T. Definitely subscribe to the channel. Look at the previous content that we have there. We have it all laid out. But again, a decentralized marketplace. So I've already let you know it's very similar. It's basically the absolute same structure as an eBay. We just have a different back office. We have a different infrastructure. It's decentralized as opposed to centralized. One of the things that I would add to the MBX itself is that, you know, at some point in the future, we'd like to provide some sort of mitigation services. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of exchange that does require, you know, a human being to come in and make sure that certain things are valid and qualified. So at some point in the future, we will provide that service on the exchange. However, rest assured, we trust in the blockchain, right? We had a previous guest from MIT. You know what I'm saying? It had bugged me out. I had seen this little signature, and a part of it had some Latin in it. And in the Latin, it was talking about, you know, in numbers we trust. Men lie, women lie. You know what I'm saying? In numbers we trust. You know what I'm saying? The math don't lie. 1 + 1 = 2, no matter what language. It ain't about colorful rhetoric so that you can manipulate a situation. Y'all dig what I'm saying? Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's the end. Yes, sir. So that's the MBX, no fraud on the ledger. A true, genuine exchange. And it's global. It's internet-based, so anybody will be able to participate. I don't give a damn
right,
if you're in China and you're listening, you're in Japan listening, you know, the Far East all the way to the Far West, right? You could be in Morocco,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Reach out. You know what I'm saying? Ghana, you know, Sierra Leone, reach out.
Right, internationally. But yeah, so we got the ability to do the brick and mortar thing now with the airdrop and the BitCrawl. This is out of the MBX. You see what I'm saying? Like, so that I think that's what you was trying to build on. Like, so
yeah, I'm about to
now,
go through it right now.
Right, we're trying to amass businesses. You know what I mean? To, you know, join the decentralized network, to no longer have to fall to the centralized banks, you know what I'm saying, to do business with. So, man, this is the time.
Yes, sir. It's absolutely time. So now, okay, let's kind of go in. So we had a previous guest. Again, you are definitely going to want to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're definitely going to want to follow our blog talk channel as well. House of the Moorish King, all one word. Search that on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our show so that you can be notified of any, you know what I'm saying, future podcasts. So now we're now getting at the airdrop. We're now getting at the what we refer to as a bit crawl. This is going to be a very potent element of our work. You know, we deal with advocacy of the technology, right? We are most interested in educating and getting you know, promoting, I should say, the adoption of the technology. So one of the ways in which we can do that is in the form of an airdrop, in the form of a bit crawl. And what we have set up right now for us in the very near future, in the month of June, is we'd like to, you know, host both of those. We have a situation where we have access to a network of businesses, and we will also have access to a very large crowd because both sides are necessary. We need the merchants and the consumers to engage the MBX platform, right? The platform does not exist unto itself, or it's not just an eBay, you know. And even for us to build something like that, you have to create a situation where you have a network of merchants, right? You need goods and services that your people need, right? We were just talking about the nature of incorporating, you know, hackathons in this whole concept, right? All of our goods and all of our services are not going to be motivated by issues. And what I mean by issues is problems. Some of the things will be for, you know, because I like to consider it in two mind frames. You have the survival mind frame, and then you have the thriving mind frame. So there will be, you know, applications that are built for both, right? There will be goods and services for both. And I'm most interested in creating that. This is what the MBX is all about. We want to, and you know, Free, it definitely reminds me of the tour. You know, 2016 has been a major campaign for us, you know what I'm saying? And we've been acing a lot of it, you know what I'm saying? The catalog, the content that we've created, you know what I'm saying, par excellence. You dig? Like, we are killing it right now. We are crushing the game.
Yeah, and thanks to everyone who's a part of it as well, man. The NBA Circle Peers, all y'all on the line, man. Everybody, man. Like, the support is excellent. I'm loving it.
Yo, capital of the conscious community. You know what I'm saying? We don't say that for nothing. You know. So, okay. We are attempting to jumpstart a cryptocurrency community in Memphis in June. You know what I'm saying? With the two things that I described, a relationship with multiple merchants, tens of merchants, right? So we're talking 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, right? Tens of merchants, right? You want that, right? Because we want to make a splash, right? This year has been about the formation. You know what I'm saying? I've been promoting the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the formation looking like a tsunami. You know what I'm saying? And I mean it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to build a boat or you finna drown? Because we're going to make a splash. You dig? So this is just, you know, making sure that our listening audience is very much so aware, you know, we mean business.
Indeed, I mean,
Free.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's time, man. We got it. You have to show up in person too, man. And you know, big ups to you. You know what I'm saying, for making the first part of this, you know, really aided at MIT. You know what I mean? Lot of good relationships built there. You know what I'm saying? We're looking to have the same impact in Memphis. So, man, this is it. This is it. Anybody else on anything they wanted to say? I don't know. Where do you want to go? We've got, what, like 5 more minutes left?
Yeah, we're going to let the brothers make a comment or ask a question about the MBX or the event that we have coming up in June. Brother West, if you got anything, you can definitely come in. Go ahead.
Peace. No questions. I'm listening. The NBA is the future. We're looking for app developers and programmers. You know, if you're young, you're hungry, you know, come get with us. We are the future. That's all I can say. Like, any worldly problem that's affecting the world, and we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. There's no more complaining. We're not marching. We're not complaining. We're going to build the future. We're going to build apps for every walk of life to improve the quality of everybody's life, no matter what color you think you are, or, you know, the religious background you may affiliate with.
Word is bond. Word is bond. Brother Noble, did you have anything you wanted to add? I didn't know if you had anything else. Wes, you can continue if you did.
that's it. More noble.
It looks like Brother Noble may have dropped off. So Free, if you have any closing remarks, anything you want to put out there, maybe the mixtape information so that they can definitely support us on that level.
Yeah, no doubt. That's DJ L Illuminate at bandcamp.com. So check that out. And also on Facebook, Decentralized Minds. Like the page, share the content, let your people know about it, support it, you know what I mean? And if you're an artist, submit your work so that we can definitely have it get exposed, man. So this is awesome. Let's keep doing it. And, hey, Brother West, hey, you killed that track, dude. Loving it.
Thank you, Free. Thank you. We're going to have much more coming. You already know. You know,
yes,
just decentralized minds, decentralized mind frame.
That's right. Wes, did you want to give out any contact information? Let the people know of any projects you have upcoming. That's fine as well.
Just watch the NBA. Watch the NBA's page. I'm going to be very active. I'm going to, you know, collaborate with Free on the music tip, and we're all just going to, you know, move forward. Willie L. Wesley, that's me on Facebook. Just, you know, send me a request. Let's talk. Let's chop it up. You know, I'm about the NBA right now. That's it.
That's what's up. All right. So you have heard another par excellence episode. Definitely share this with your friends, family as well. I think that this is something that you could be proud about, not something that you have to hide in your closet. You don't have to be in a closet. You know, I'm listening or studying to this. I think that this bridges the gap even into, you know what I'm saying, the common society. So definitely this is something to shout about. This is something to be happy about, excited about. Definitely get with us on Facebook. NBA Circle Appears. We have pages for every project that we've talked about tonight, or every department that we've talked about tonight, from the NBA, the MBX, the Stem Cell Towers, as well as the CCIC. So definitely, if you've heard something that you're interested in, maybe something caught your vibe, something caught your mind and got you stimulated, definitely reach out to us. We're also on YouTube, Moabbit, M-O-A-B, space B-I-T. Definitely subscribe to us there. You can find all of this content as well as some visuals. With that, I say peace. Hope you enjoy.
Peace.
Peace.